Rangers Rambles.
All right, we are live with the next episode of the Furry Raiders podcast. I am Jolt, the chief host of the show, and joining us today is my co-host, Avera.
Hey, everyone. What's going on?
Next to me, we have, for once in making another rare appearance, Foxler.
Yep. Back again.
And last of all, today we have with us a special guest, Genesius Wolf, the one and only.
Hi, I'm Genesius, and I'm an alcoholic.
Oh, jeez. That's a great
story. Hey, guys. What's up? All right. Serious time. What's going on?
Yeah. Honestly, that's like the most lowest energy introduction I've ever heard, if I knew one.
Well, he's obviously depressed, so we must all be there for him.
You're telling me, right? That's okay though. So we'll kind of start the show, Genesius. How was your experience in the furry community been? Like, when did you start?
I technically joined the fandom in 2014, but it didn't really like pick up. Like I didn't like really, you know, force forward my activity until 2016, late 2015. And my experience for the most part has been very good. I've met a lot of very sweet people. I've met my, you know, current partner of 3 years, Cash. You know, if you're out there listening, I love you, baby. I've had mostly good experience. Have I met some pretty shitty people? Yeah, but you can find that anywhere. It's not just unique to the fandom. But I've had a good experience, you know. Yeah.
Nothing too sour, nothing too, you know, because I know you landed yourself in hot water sometimes.
Yeah, my sense of humor can be a little too edgy for the snowflakes in the fandom, but nothing's going to stop me from doing what I do. I have too much fun. Like, I've been doxxed and that didn't stop me.
I'm here.
Oh.
Yeah, literally, I just basically went on to, you know, one day I was funny about that. It was I basically combed through Kiwi Farms, realized, you know, you had a thread. That just happened, and I brought it up to your attention. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah, that wasn't a great day. I mean, luckily, I got in touch with my local police. We got in contact with the website and basically told them if they didn't take my address down, we'd take them to court, and then they did. Because you can put up my name and everything. I mean, I've not had any problems getting a job since that article has been up there. But for you to put up my address, that crosses the line, especially since that's where my family lives. So luckily, with the police, you know, at my back, they took the address down. So doesn't really bother me that much anymore.
It's Kiwi Farms, though. There's really not much of a thing to be worried about.
The butthurtiest of the butthurt boys.
Yeah, no life moral fag, you know, doctors, right. That's all they are. Not to mention, you know, I still can't get over when you basically mentioned that your sense of humor was hilarious. I still can't get over this funny picture that had to be changed when the furry mob came for you.
Oh, God. Okay, like, the only reason I even... Oh, shit. Yeah, the only
yes.
reason...
yes!
Yeah. I honestly should have just kept it the way it was and kept it up on my thread. I can't believe I didn't. Like, you know, I really should have standed my ground more on that. I like that edgy sense of humor, and I think it is funny. I do. Now, if I offended some people, that was never my intention. But my intention was really just to kind of, like, show how any association with Fox or whatsoever just gets you vilified. And how the response was to that, like, little, like cartoon actually proved the point of the cartoon, because sure enough, once I made it, I got blacklisted. I got put on block lists. I got called a racist, even though I'm not. It just so it in a way, it's like a life lesson. But yeah, I mean, yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, that's really
funny. I still remember you were telling me, I have a surprise for you. And then I'm like, okay, what is it? And then later you give me a link. Then I'm just like, really?
I love how you made it like out of irony. And then like the actual thing you were warning about happened.
Like, I know, that's like, that like blows me away, and it's also like in many ways an ultimate meme. Like the meme became reality upon its own prediction. That's like some meta shit.
Yeah, that's bonkers. I can't believe that.
Yeah.
And then
what do you hear?
When it comes to being like treated differently, you're one of the most well-known, I would say one of the most well-known Christian YouTuber furries out there. Do you think that Christians in our fandom have been treated differently than not?
I mean, in terms of like people being kind or nice, no, I think they've got just the same amount of treatment as anybody else. I mean, I've never like faced discrimination face to face for being Christian in the fandom. If anything, I've faced it more in real life than in the fandom. But are Christians encouraged to basically not say anything? Yeah, kind of, and that's mainly because the fandom is dominated by super leftists, you know, LGBT snowflakes that pretty much run everything.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's what I was kind of curious about, because in my experience, I have seen, I mean, now, I haven't been personally discriminated against because of religion or anything like that, but I definitely hear a lot of people talk about it, like, nonchalantly, making fun of it, like making fun of religion in general, and not really having like respect for it. You know, that's their opinion, they don't have to, but I'm just saying it seems more prevalent because of this mentality that you just mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, like when I think of people bringing up religion in the fandom, it's like a lot of them are, you know, these repressed, angsty teenagers and young adults whose daddy forced them to stay in the closet, and then they have this vindictive opinion of religion, even though it's more to do with how they were brought up, not necessarily the religion itself. And then they just have this chip on their shoulder, and they apply it to everything that they deal with in the fandom, including individuals, and then they just unleash a tirade if you so much as question their life choices.
Yeah, that's unfortunately that is a fair point.
Which is why we need, like I'm not trying to toot my own horn. I always just want to stay humble, because you never know, things can be taken away in a minute. But like, that's why, like, I wish there were more YouTubers that did stuff like I did, like, you know, edgy, somewhat, like, because I wouldn't even consider myself a conservative. I'd consider myself a moderate. But I wish more people had furry channels edgier like mine. I think the only person who like does stuff like that was like Dojo and Rices, but now Dojo is gone, so it's really just kind of Rices and I.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. You know, we really do need more different kind of opinions.
We need like more Filthy Frank furries. I think that's a better way to put it. We need like crazy fucking people in this fandom. People who are not afraid to go without a filter, because that just like sets the bar for like how far an intense humor can go, and then that's just beautiful at that point.
Well, I'm pretty sure Foxer has his own YouTube series called Foxer Uncensored.
I haven't gotten a chance to look at that yet. I mean, if it is as it sounds, which sounds funny, I mean, then yeah, we've got a third yet. Me, Rice, is Foxler, and there's probably a couple other people that I'm missing. I just can't think of off the top of my head. Blue the Dragon, kind of, in that like he unapologetically states that a lot of fursuit dancers can't fucking dance, but that's really it.
But here's the thing, though. I just realized that Blue basically got mobbed, and then he just, you know, he backpedaled, and then you just kind of realized, you know, did you feel disappointed, like, on when you were down on Twitter?
I understand, because people just don't want the confrontation, but you have to stand up for yourself, not just for yourself, but for everyone else, because so long as you let these people shoot you down, they will go and shoot down other people. That's why, like I know we were going to talk about, like, Dojo later, but I really want to bring this up because, like, I understand why Dojo left. His identity was being threatened, and that is a reasonable, you know, reason to leave. But because he left in a way that people who threatened him won, because they've established that they can manipulate you to the point where you leave the fandom. They can forcefully exclude you. And they tried to do that with me, and they tried to do that with Foxler, and of course that didn't work. But so long as there are people who leave the fandom for that reason, it gives these people the fuel to keep fucking with other people. You have to stand up and say, I don't care what you do, I'm going to keep having fun, I'm going to keep making friends, I'm going to keep making content, and if your opinion or you know differs with mine and you're offended, S-O-L. Shit out of luck. Sorry, dude.
Sorry, you don't like me? Not going to change for your sorry feelings.
Like, you don't like my stuff? That's fine. You don't have to. You have all the right in the world not to. But that doesn't mean you get to silence me. I'll talk about whatever the hell I want.
Yeah, and you have to look at the people who are doing the silencing. I mean, this goes back to the whole mob mentality thing. Like, they just set standards that everyone seems to agree with without question. You know, dissenting voices are attacked.
I think this is where Christianity and the fandom could be of utmost importance, because religion in many instances is just kind of pushed to the side in the fandom because of the negative connotation it has. There's no overarching sense of morality in the fandom. It's really just kind of because the original morality of the fandom is acceptance. Everyone is accepted. We as furries have not been accepted into society. Therefore, we as a fandom will accept one another. But that's constantly taken back and back and back and back, mainly for, you know, like my feelings are hurt reasons, specifically around politics. And that idea of acceptance that we began with, it just keeps getting thrown into the fucking shitter. And that's why, that's one reason I like to display my faith in my character, because I want there to be, like, I see Christian morality specifically as being integral to, you know, treat others as you want to be treated, you know, golden rule in the gospel. And I feel like if we applied that Christian morality to the fandom, maybe there wouldn't be a shit ton of drama. Maybe people wouldn't be blacklisted. Maybe people wouldn't be mob fucking attacked, you know? Maybe if we followed, you know, those rules and teachings of Christ, our fandom wouldn't be covered in shit half the time. Just a thought.
I'd have to agree with you 100%. Yeah. And it's also kind of a bigger side problem, which I'll touch on. It's because, like, I mean, statistically speaking, that there's only about 25% or so who are Christian, but I'm not, then again, splitting hairs. But ultimately, the biggest side problem I wanted to touch on was, is it a case of, is Christian values non-prevalent, or is it a case of, have most furries abandoned God straight up? And Christian
furries have just kind of they've distanced it, and it's not even so much what Christianity teaches, because the root of Christianity is love, and how could you deny love? That's inherent in who you are as a human being. But a lot of people just see the connotation and they think, oh, prejudiced, or oh, oppressive, oh, authority, and then they go, I don't want that. But they don't realize that by pushing that away, they're also pushing away deeply valuable lessons that could very easily save this fandom from just turning into a drama casserole.
Not to mention if the thing it's heading into, it's basically like, I mean, especially with in light of recent events, I mean, I think that's also why you know, why furries are basically acting the way they are too.
And in many ways, furries are hypocritical in that sense, because furries will do the nastiest, weird shit, but there are very specific things that bother furries where they're just like, no, 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 no.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. Like, out of all the weird, crazy shit, you know, dressing up in animal costumes and whatnot, all the oo-woos and the oh-woos flying around, yeah, like, there are specific weird things that tend to bother people a lot. For instance, I mean, like you said earlier, you weren't specifically a victim of this, but for someone who does promote their religion, it seems like people who, as you mentioned, like who might be gay or bi or whatever, and they were oppressed, they might feel that they're under attack because they have this ignorant view of Christianity, for instance, that it oppresses their sexuality in some way, and they're against it. And like I said, I've seen this before at conventions, where people actively are against Christianity in general because they think it's anti-LGBT. Like, people think that,
which is, and it's crazy because Christianity has been proven over and over not to be LGBT. There are plenty of Christian LGBT people. I mean, I'm one of them. Shit.
Yeah.
Truth in the pudding.
I mean, it's it It's just they a lot of them judge on, a lot of them are hypocritical in the sense that they judge you for who you are, not what you've done. To say they judge you on what you believe, not the content of your character. Because you, like, yes, what you believe can shift how you act, but what you believe can be deeper and harder to understand than that. That's why while belief and action can appear contradictory, it really isn't, because they don't understand what you believe. They've not put in the research or the time or the effort to really delve deep into it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's where the ignorance comes in, unfortunately.
Right. I'm sorry if I'm taking up most of talking. I mean, I'm sure you guys want to probably say something too. No,
it's fine. I kind of have to locate because I'm sick, but.
No, this is an awesome conversation.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hope you feel better.
It's all right.
What do you have, AIDS?
No. you're an ass. But honestly, I've just been having a sore throat and some other strong hay fever for the rest of my life.
Sore from penis?
Oh, man.
Joel's like, Fox, are ready to talk. He's not allowed on our podcast anymore.
No, it was like I don't think I've ever had a case of somebody being so rebellious I've had to boot them from the show.
I mean, yeah, wouldn't that go against what you guys are about, just kind of being rebellious in a way?
Well, I mean, it's more about freedom of speech, not really rebellion, and also inclusion of all furries, you know, whoever wants.
Listen,
to be,
with, you know? With how the social Marxists are treating, you know, education nowadays, freedom of speech is radical to them. It is rebellious to them.
Okay, then yeah, whatever. Then I guess we're rebels. Fuck it.
Oh my gosh. Power to the fur.
Yeah, you guys get a really bad rep, and it's kind of unfair.
It is, yeah.
So yeah, so is that ilk too. I mean, being Christian myself, yeah. It's kind of the fact of the matter is it's kind of that we do eventually have to, you know, band together for our own good.
Right, I mean, which is what Christians do. We gather in worship, we gather in prayer, we gather in civil service. I mean, we gather. I mean, it says in Scripture that the people are one of the most sacred parts within the church. I mean, yes, the church is sacred. Yes, the tabernacle is sacred, but it's the people that really, you know, build the church. The people are the church, too. Mm. I think I say the people are the church more so than the clergy is the church.
I mean, it's essentially, I do agree that, you know, it's Christian values that will that ultimately have to bring the fandom back on track. That's kind of the optimistic image I'm hoping for.
Right, which I agree. Yes, I think it is Christian morality, specifically the word of Jesus. Like yeah, the Old Testament has great lessons in it too that could definitely help. But I think specifically like Christ's Beatitudes, like his Sermon on the Mount, that right there could heavily fix the fandom. And like, they don't even need to be Christian. They could just listen to Jesus as a historical figure and say, yes, this is a good lesson to go by. Treat people well. Love others as you love yourself. Because if it were me, I wouldn't want someone giving out my personal information. That's not love.
No, that's just vengeful and vindictive. It's not necessary.
Right. And then they'll call the Christians prejudiced, and they'll call the Christians fucked up. Even though they just doxed your ass.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's always a double standard with that stuff.
All right. Yeah, just, dude. As an aside, though, I've got a live comment to read out. 777 Ice Kitsune says, maybe if popular furs would not also encourage the Nazi leftist stuff either. Oh, good grief.
I mean, yeah, Rika is notorious for that. Like, when we posted that cartoon of Foxler and I, she put up a cartoon that said Nazi furs, fuck off. And like,
oh,
I think I actually ended up retweeting her picture and saying, you know, you could have spent that time making art about helping furries with cancer or something, but you decided to push an arbitrary political agenda. Honestly, nobody gives a shit about except for you and all of your minions and sheep.
Exactly. And like Nazi furs, like,
that's why I'm not going to get into it.
Okay. You know what? I said this before, like in a rant video, and I'll say it again. There are no Nazis in the furry fandom. Okay, like, I might not be from Arkansas, but motherfucker, I was raised here. To my unfortunate luck, I wouldn't even call it luck at that point, I have met real racist people, and it is a terrible experience. I've met real neo-Nazis in real life handing out racist neo-Nazi literature, and to say that people in the furry fandom, a fandom full of people who suit up in animal costumes and draw animal cartoons, where the majority of the fandom is LGBT and very tolerant and liberal, and to say that there are Nazis in the fandom is just to admit your own repugnant fucking blindness.
Now, imagine some of those people you met, the actual racists. Could you imagine one of them dressing up in, like, some dog suit and going to a convention?
Hell no. Like, they'd call it gay and stomp your ass on a curb.
Absolutely. Like, that shit does not happen.
It doesn't. People have this super irrational fear, like, and people who, like, say that they are Nazi furs, they're clearly trolling them. They're so obviously trolls. If you don't see that they're trolls, you're, like, 9 years old. Come on.
Or you're an SJW. I mean, there's not really much of a difference.
If you are an SJW, you kind of are a 9-year-old mentally, in a sense.
Yeah.
But still, just, like, how can you not tell it's a joke? Like, it's just so obvious. I don't get it.
It's so obvious. Is this an SJW?
Right.
Actually, no. There was this meme that was being passed around. What? Like, you put like Dio's face, and then you put thing like, whatever it is as the butterfly, and then the caption says, "Is this a Nazi?"
Oh God.
That's basically the current state of freaking of discourse now. Like, they're milking this for all they've got, and God knows how many years left. But.
Also, just a real quick recommendation, if anybody is commenting live, let me know what you think about it. I'd like to do a video on Dog Patch Press. One of the, like, Dog Patch is basically the CNN of the fandom. He fucking lies about everything.
Am I back?
Yeah.
Did you?
Okay.
Yeah,
did you? On all fours?
Yes, I'm back on all fours. I'm trying to go to the YouTube live comments, so I just had to get out of the stream real quick. I don't know if it worked. I think it did. Yes! Okay, so I figured it out. I have to log out of Google Hangouts, then go to YouTube, then go back to Google Hangouts, and then go back to YouTube. Okay, right. I got it. Cool.
iPads are a problem, right? That's why you're...
It's all I got, okay? Sorry.
Fine.
Right.
I know it.
Anyways.
That one.
What you said about Christian morals, I would just say in general, I think, the fandom really needs this.
It does. Yes.
It does. I mean, like, I've seen this over the years, like, there's a lot of people who just are extremely mean, especially when it comes to drama. Now, I personally, I've never fought with anyone in this fandom ever in my life, because I don't think it's valuable to be mean to people. Yeah, people have attacked me, but I guess you could say I've turned the other cheek in a sense, because I really don't get involved in that. And I think it's important that people don't get involved in drama and really just try to be more, I guess, introspective, and
right.
Take a step back and, like, treat others the way you want to be treated. Like, at the end of the day, that's really how this fandom should operate. And if it does, it's going to be positive.
Here's the thing, though.
It's not going to be drama.
What we're dealing with is a lot of people who don't understand what introspection and personal responsibility are, or like their concepts that are way too out, like too high end for them.
Oh, geez.
And right. So, because of that, like, there's a lot of reasons on the side, but ultimately. Yeah, that's also one of the reasons why, furry kind of is the way it is with the characters that we have to deal with, and I'm sure you have to deal with too.
Like, I'm sure
I didn't do nothing wrong, people.
Right. Like, I'm sure if more of us banded together, showed up to cons, made statements on social media, if we just kind of became a larger, collective, we'd have more of an influence. And if we could, like, be a representation as somebody who's furry with Christian morals, eventually people will follow along. Like, there have been times where my temper has gotten the best of me, and I've said some mean stuff, and pretty much all of them I regret and I wish I didn't say, but I do my best to treat others as I wish to be treated. And I'm sure you, and I'm pretty positive you guys do too. You guys seem really chill.
Yeah, chill too.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. That really is what it should be. I mean, I'm not really sure about some of the popular furries who are essentially the face of the fandom. I'm not really sure if they hold these particular values, but it would be nice if they really
Sometimes they say they do.
Well, I'm not going to mention anything. I'm just saying it would be nice if they have a hand.
One of the biggest knives that they put in their own back is that they refuse dialogue. They will not talk to you. And that right there is probably one of the biggest red flags you can have. Like, there have been plenty of times where, you know, Poppy first have called me out and I've hit him up in DM or I've tweeted him and said, hey, would you, you know, could we talk? You know, let's talk this out. And they will not respond because they're full of shit.
You know, I'm sure Foxler can speak to that from experience.
Oh, yeah. I'm 100% positive Foxler can, you know, do that from experience. I mean, are we white? Are we right? I almost said, are we white? Are we right? Are we right with an R? I'm sorry. I had a bit of absinthe before we did this, so I'm a little fucked.
I'm not white.
Are we right in saying this? Are we right?
Yeah. I would have to say that a lot of poppy furs like to worry about their image, and they will not have that discussion with people that are not loved by everybody. They want to make sure that their fan base is protected.
Yeah, and the, you know, poppy for, I'm going to just go ahead and just drop names. I don't even care at this point. Like, poppy furs who are really notorious for that are Rika, Majira, Frankie, Pokari, Rainy Chaos. Like, they are just like that. They are the same character but with different skins.
Well, if they're
they're a homogenous collection of boring ass YouTubers with a huge fucking fan base.
Well, you know, they have clickbaity videos. They have, you know, oh, I'm gonna do an unboxing video, or oh,
I'm gonna do another, you know, get to 10k subscribers video, Frankie.
Yeah.
Oh, I know Frankie pretty well.
Who else? But yeah, like they are. Like, I used to think the Paul brothers were clickbaity. Hell no. Furries are clickbaity. Every single thumbnail they have is this hyper bright neon aerial bold letter or impact bold letter thumbnail saying, look at me!
Yeah.
I use the same thumbnail every time.
Yeah.
I always put like a meme or something in mind just to like give you somewhat of a giggle. Like, if it's ever a serious video, it'll be like a solid black thumbnail, but that's really it.
Yeah, I only have a few videos on my channel, and I kind of just let YouTube randomly generate a screenshot from the video. I don't really actually do anything.
I'm going to work really on that too. Modify the podcast artwork a little. Anyway, live comment here as well, one for you, Genesius. Mikhail asks, how are you and Kothrix getting along?
Fine, we just talked the other day. We're buddies. Wait.
Do you not know that was all staged? All that drama?
The whole thing was staged for a meme. Plus, it was just, it gave us a reason to argue with each other. Because even though we're buddies, we're both very argumentative. He's just way more well-spoken than I'm, and I'm more filterless and angry because this is, in a way, like, kind of my outlet. But yeah, we're friends. And yeah, I'd say we're friends. I hope Kothrix agrees with me. If not, then we're just buddies, but I'd like to think we're friends. He's cool. A sweet guy. No homo.
He doesn't want to talk to me anymore.
Yeah, he told me about that. I don't know. I can't control it. Just know that he at heart is a good person. He's just he has his limits to who he will and won't talk to. Just be patient with him.
I think he's totally chill. He's mythical in my mind. So I can.
Are you sure you're not just saying that because he's a dragon?
Oh, I'm saying it because he's a dragon.
Yeah,
exactly. That's funny.
We don't coexist well with each other because, you know, I'm the fuck toy.
Yeah. Some people, I mean, like, it's one thing for a whole, for a huge group of people to not get along for, but just two individuals, not even based on politics, just based on personality, just, it happens. Just, some people just won't get along, and c'est la vie, but you know what, you know, like Oscar Wilde says, you know, people change. So who knows, maybe in a couple of years you guys will be butt buddies, you have no idea. I'm just screwing with you. Maybe you guys will be friends in the future. You have no idea. You don't know. It could go very well sometime in the future. You just got to be patient and be a good person. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, well, that definitely took a turn. I wasn't expecting that.
Any other live comments?
Not a moment. We'll see. Yeah, there is one, actually. There's a question. Foxer may not be the last person. Can the Jeffersonian Bible be mentioned when a religious conversation is still going on?
That is so not a question I can answer.
I'm sorry, what did he say? What did he say?
Can the Jeffersonian Bible be mentioned while the religious conversation is still going on?
I don't know. I've never read it. I only read Catholic Bibles.
I read King James myself. It's. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's, you basically must understand.
Hey, at least you're reading a Bible. That's all that I'll say. At least you're reading one, man.
And basically, the idea of it is to take the, you know, take it to heart, follow the principles, and ultimately use it as a guide to you how you live, and then maybe that way you'll be a better you. You'll be, and then ultimately the end goal is to be, you know, better for not just you but for others too. That
right.
How about me? I'm like a lost soul. Like, furry is the only thing I know. I'm doomed.
Not if we have something to say about it.
No.
Listen, if you feel lost, you can always join AmeriCorps. They're dying for volunteers.
I didn't mean it like lost. I'm pretty well directed, but just bad execution.
I don't know what exactly am I diagnosing here? Spiritually dead. No direction in life. I didn't realize I was your therapist too.
Oh, I would say that I'm in a different reality. So.
I'll tell us about.
He's on a totally different plane of existence.
I am in the opposite.
Of a lot of us people too, yeah, no doubt about it. But yeah, but ultimately to get back into this whole thing, Ovo. Like, I mean, Genesius, you and I both know that majority demographics are not on the side of, you know, us Christian furs as well.
Right.
And at only 25% and the number that's going to keep dwindling until, you know, something chaotic happens and that makes it, you know, cool. That makes it cool to be Christian and like kind of what, you know, what being conservative and rebellious is cool to this modern era. Then that's kind of where we are at.
I mean, there's going to be a point in time where furries shit on each other so much that there's going to be this like reawakening, because there never is just totally one group. It always fluctuates like a pendulum. Right now, it's really, really far, you know, moving away towards Christianity, but eventually people are going to be so nasty and vindictive enough to each other that it's just going to swing right back.
You know, I think when it comes to the pendulum, at this point we are now, I would say we're sort of on the backswing to where conservatism and Christian values are actually going to be seen as cool. Because it seems like even though the left is getting crazier and crazier every day, we are having some victories in the other direction.
We are, but with recent events, I would still, you know, we're getting towards the backswing, but we, a couple more crappy things need to happen. Like another big YouTuber probably is going to leave or get screwed over. Like it was Kiro, then it was Dojo. If like, and then it was Blue. Oh. If it's like somebody else, I think then it's going to go on the swing back. I think there just needs to be like one more, or maybe we are on the swing back, but from how I've seen it, I don't really see it. Yeah.
Well, okay.
But that's just me, though. I mean, you're probably right.
I might not be. I mean, we can always have different perspectives on the matter. It just seems to me like you know, all this crazy far leftist stuff. I mean, like I mentioned in the podcast a couple weeks ago with Two, that I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. And I think I was right when this whole thing happened with Kiro and Dojo. And it is going to get worse before it gets better. You know, this is the general direction of the fandom I'm talking about. But after all this nonsense, I do think it is going to get better. And I kind of see a reversal of this, kind of like already. Because, right. Yeah, I mean, I just, for some reason, I just feel it, you know? That's not a good argument.
Things will get brighter. Sorry. Had to.
Oh, sorry. Was I rambling?
No.
Rambles?
I think
it's about feeling good inside.
What if we turn the show into I Kid? But, yeah. I kind of wanted to touch on where we are going to be heading next as well. Like, I mean, recent events, yeah.
Exactly, yes. Hence the segue.
We're going to that Saturday.
I'm sorry, I'm back, guys.
Yeah, we're about to basically move on to our next topic of where we're heading into in light of recent events. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's just, where we're heading right now, like I said, either it's going to start getting better now or it's just going to get a little bit worse and then head back. Like, either one other furry YouTuber is just going to get fucked or we're going to start heading back soon.
Well, I did want to mention something that one of our audience members mentioned, 777 Ice Kitsune, also known as Permafrost.
Okay.
He was saying that a relatively popular YouTuber, which actually you mentioned earlier, Rainy Chaos, she was posting some really crazy, nasty stuff online.
What'd she say?
Pro-communism. She was against anyone who she deemed a Nazi. She's very anti-free speech. Oh,
God. Did she legitimately say those things, or is somebody just kind of like blown it out of proportion? Like, if you could pull up the tweets or whatever, like, let's look at them. We'll talk about it right now.
Probably in... I mean, these cases are basically a dime a dozen. Like,
I mean, they are. But
here, you know what? I got my phone. Let me go ahead and check really quick because I don't think she's blocked me yet.
Well, I do have actually the screenshots on my end. I might be able to send them.
I'll actually handle the screen sharing if needed. But I think the sake of this topic, we might not though. I mean, we know how these cases.
Yeah, It's not really like that big of a deal, but. The thing is, this is just another person who happens to be a poppyfur and is kind of ostracizing a lot of people based on her own bias.
And, you know, as a poppyfur, you need to be responsible as well because, you know, there are newcomers coming to the fandom and then they see how she treats other people and they think, oh, as a furry, that's how I'm supposed to treat people. Or, oh, if I want to be accepted in the fandom, this is how I'm supposed to think. And she's totally fucking it up for everybody else, which makes it really unfair. That's right. Why, like, whenever people are introduced to the fandom, I always hope they have, like, you know, I can get to them first before somebody else does. Because my whole philosophy is just be what you want to be funny, just don't dox people, don't be shitty to people. And they're doing the exact opposite. So I'm like, okay, like, you know, us as a group, we need to get to the newcomers first. I think that will be when we start to swing back. Once we get to newcomers first and we convince them and we... You know, get them to see that the fandom is about acceptance, not about being vindictive. I think that's when the pendulum will really swing back.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. And you know, I'm not one to post random stuff on YouTube or Telegram or Twitter. Well, maybe Telegram, but like not publicly, like on Twitter and Facebook. Like, oh, here are my political values. Everyone must know. Like, I'm not, I don't do that.
I mean, I'll comment on people's stuff, but unless, I mean, normally I'm in too good of a mood to post content like that, but every now and then I'll let my temper get the best of me and I'll say some shit like, SJWs ruin everything, nah, you know, sometimes, you know, it just depends on my day. I'm usually good about keeping that stuff quiet.
Yeah, but I mean, myself. that's the thing though. SJWs are always angry.
They're always angry.
They're always offended by something.
And not to mention too that that they basically celebrate in the worst ways possible. Case in point, now, which I'm going to move on to the next topic, was how did you guys really feel about the departure of, you know, Dojo from the scene?
I mean, it really made me sad. I thought he was such a cool guy, and I was so happy that there was another furry YouTuber out there like me. Like, I had him on my channel back when he had only about 7,000, and I had about 10,000. Like, he helped me do my 10,000 subscriber collab. He is a funny, nice, interesting guy, and for him to leave is such a disappointment. I wish fucking, you know, Rika or Rainey would leave, not him. He's way cooler than they are. I don't really mean that, Rainey and Rika. You guys should stay. You know, you guys have all the right to stay, but I'm just saying, like, I really miss Dojo. He's a really chill guy, and the person who did that to him, tried to release his information, you know, I can't do anything about that, but to quote Johnny Cash, sooner or later, God will cut you down.
I'm actually debating at the moment whether to screen share a lot of reactions from furry Twitter to Dojo's departure. It's a mixed bag. Just
go ahead and show it, dude. It's okay. Nobody's going to be pissed. Let's see. You know, let's read.
All right, so here we go. Dingo left Twitter, and I'm not trying to be rude, but good fucking riddance, LMAO.
All right, well, Caramelli, you're a petty person, and you need to go to church. Maybe I'll teach you to be sweeter.
Oh, good riddance? Really? That's fucking stupid. Come on.
All right, who else?
Dojo left, Fishit owns, Halloween. Wow.
Thank you, Ass Biscuit Husky. I can't believe I read that out loud. Thank you for being more sympathetic. You're nice. Jebediah the Deer, I told him on the Dojo didn't love the fandom, and her response was, fuck, I really liked him. He was fine. I wish my mom was into furry stuff. That'd make my home life a little bit... Actually, I have a pretty good home life, but that'd just make it a lot more easy. Okay, what else? It seems that Dojo Dingo has left by deleting his account. Did they try it or not? I don't like getting involved in stupid things that occur in this fandom, but I must say that his decision... It is understandable, yeah. Twitter just went down. That's just this whole week. Yeah, Dojo Dingo. He's not racist. He is right wing, but that's nothing wrong with that. Okay, first off, they call anything that isn't super far left alt right, so get fucked. And a gun nut. Okay, just because you like guns doesn't mean that you're like, whew, I can't wait to shoot myself. Calm the hell down. Who's it? The Whore of Babylon. Yeah, that's a pretty appropriate name.
Oh my god.
Legal just left the fan. You know what?
I think we'll cut this.
Well, hopefully Dojo comes back at some point. Hopefully he'll reawaken.
We will be waiting for his return.
Just like we wait for Filthy Frank's return, we are also waiting for Dojo's return.
For the time being, we just got to settle with somebody who bought the Dojo 1.0 suit. I mean, we have a Dojo in spirit, but...
Yeah, it's like you know how in the Old Testament the Jews are the Jews today are still waiting for the Messiah? Well, we're still waiting for Dojo to come back.
It's only been a day, okay?
Yeah, it has only been a day, but that's a day too long. Dojo, if you're listening to us, we miss you, man. We love you, and we want you to come back.
I want to meet you, man.
I would love to go to the gun range with you, Dojo. Dude, I'd fucking love to go shooting. That'd be so much fun.
Same here. Woo!
Like, I don't. I'd have to borrow your guns because I don't have any, but damn it, that would be fun. You can get drunk afterwards, too. Celebrate.
Yeah, it's sad, too, because I literally just got into his content, I would say about a week ago, when I was on a stream with somebody who actually bought his original fursuit, and I looked into his videos, and I was like, oh, damn, this guy's awesome. And now I just found out what happened to him. And he deleted all
of his videos, too, which everything. Was... That's the only thing he's done that genuinely made me mad. Like, you don't delete your videos. You know, there's still people out there whose days are saved or made better because of you. You know, you as a YouTuber have a responsibility to make, you know, people happy, and to just delete your content is just like,
I mean,
I really hate to say this because I miss Dojo, but it's kind of pathetic.
I would say it's unfortunate, but at the end of the day, it is his decision to get rid of him.
I gotta give him space. Right? But yeah, like, just ultimately, Dojo, we miss you. We want you to come back. That's the whole point of bringing this up.
I know. Me too.
What is it?
Here's a funny little live comment too. Chris Lava. I think the cons need something new, like fursuit fights.
Whoa!
I love my fursuit too much to get in a fight with it, but if you let me put on someone else's, I will fucking Detroit curb stomp somebody. Not because, just to prove a point, because that'd be funny. Like if you get beaten up by somebody in a fursuit, you are kind of a soy boy.
Oh, that would be like, I'll do it.
Oh my goodness! Like, can you just imagine if they decided?
Like if you were beaten in a fight by somebody with 3 inches of thick material whose vision is semi-blinded and who's dying of heat exhaustion and you lose the fight, something's wrong with you.
I don't know, man. I mean, the Digigrade is kind of like body armor. You punch that shit, it's not going to hurt.
I mean, most Digigrade don't have any protection around the genital area, so if you just punch there, you should be okay.
Ah, cheap shot. Come on.
Shit. Hey, listen, in the world of the furry fandom, there are no rules to fighting. You just kind of flail your arms until eventually someone goes down. This is due to the fact that you can't fucking see in those outfits.
I think I could take Cody down. That was easy once. I could do it twice.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness. All right, here's a little one from the live chat. Another question. Foxler, why aren't more trying to reach out to those not yet lost to the far left intolerance, showing them that we can agree to disagree, and in the end, we're here because of our love of furries?
Wait, that was a question?
Yeah, that was in the live chat, yeah.
What was the question again?
Why aren't more trying to reach out to those not yet lost to the far left intolerance, showing them that we can agree to disagree? I love the furries.
I think why more people ain't doing it is that it's just we don't. I think one of the big problems is we don't have the space. We don't have the resources and space to accommodate right now. We're so limited, and you know the overall majority has a little bit more control over that. I think that's one of the bigger problems.
To go off what Foxler said, not only that, but we're also having to fight our own battles constantly, let alone having to fight other people's to try and, you know, get them to see that, you know, tolerance and love in the fandom means not doxing or not being shitty to people. Not only that, but there's not enough of us that are well known. Like, you kind of have to have a fan base somewhat to really like gauge any kind of influence in the fandom. And the only people who really have that kind of influence who somewhat like represent our side is Foxler, myself, Dojo before he left, and then I think maybe like one or two other that's it. Like two Griffin, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and there, but there's just not like us compared to like Majira, Rika, Rainey, Picard, you know, all these other huge, you know, huge names, and we're having to combat against that. That's not to say that we haven't had influence in the fandom, because we definitely have, but it is a much steeper uphill battle compared to their stroll down the hill.
Well, yeah, that's because they play it safe, you know? I mean, Two Griffin is not somebody who's not gonna, I don't know, not be censored, like on YouTube, you know, like when you look at videos with Majira, he's like, hi, I'm at, you know, he's like really nice and friendly.
Hey, Shmajira.
But like nothing is controversial. Nothing's like new and exciting. But you have certain people, very few on YouTube, who actually do make some controversial or edgy jokes, and it actually is, you know, more it's more relatable, it's more human. It's not this fake performance they're putting on.
Hey, I'm Genesius, I'm edgy, look at me.
Hey, wow. I'm Foxler. I'm wet. Ooh, oh,
you are a brave soul. I'm way too nice to my suit. I can't do that.
Oh,
it's like when people get like pictures of them in their fursuits while they're on the beach. Like the idea of getting sand in my fursuit is like the ultimate anxiety, you know, starter. Yeah, I just like, no way.
Oh man, you need to learn to live. I've been on top of mountains, on the beach. in the hottest parts of the world. No, not the hottest.
I know how to live, mister. Okay, I am from Detroit originally, and I've been in some shitty places.
Yikes.
Okay, you know, I know how to live. Do I live well? No, I constantly put chemicals into my body, but I live, and damn it, it's fun.
All right, well, there you go.
We'll see. When me and you hang out, we're gonna push the limits.
I hope you like moonshine, buddy, because we're gonna be down with that. Oh yeah, speaking of which, to those on the podcast, I did turn 21 very recently, so I've been having a lot of fun since then.
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
Happy birthday! What's up?
Mm-hmm. In fact, I went to the liquor store, and this is going to be the first weekend where I actually hang out with my friends who are 21 and, you know, be able to drink. And I thought, you know, I got to get something really, really special, something I've never tried before that'd be really cool. So I bought a French imported absinthe, and I got to tell you, it is delicious. I really do like it. And the drunk on it is really strange, but it's good. I mean, it was expensive, though, because the import tax, it was like $50 for a bottle, but it's cool. Cool.
Well, so,
what were we talking about originally, Christian?
That's fine. We're about to kind of hit the tail end of the show, but since before we do with the conclude, we're not going to conclude just yet. But would you be actually kind of okay with divulging what your future plans are? Would you get up to any first shenanigans?
Well, okay, so I want to have a YouTube channel that's not really furry related. It's just kind of me doing my own like wacky stuff, and I'll probably send a link to that later because I'm gonna actually meet up with some friends tonight about getting a YouTube channel started. I haven't posted in about a month, so I have an update video as to why. It's mainly just been, you know, a busy schedule, but yeah, I'm gonna put an update video out hopefully tomorrow around 1 or 2 in the afternoon. And then if I have time, I put up a question a while ago on Twitter that people answered, like a bunch of different answers to, and I'm going to go over those answers. So I'm probably going to make another video within the upcoming week. So I'm going to try and get out two videos within a week.
And any kind of fursuit shenanigans, future conventions, or...
I can't afford a fucking convention. What are you, insane? I'm probably going to do some fursuit stuff in my video I do where I respond to people. Like, I'd like to do some skits. Oh, God, all my friends are coming in from college while I'm doing the... Matt, get off me.
Hey, what up, buddy?
Hi, Wolfman.
Hey guys, what's going on? Hey, I'm kind of doing a podcast. Do you think we could talk later?
All right, love you, Noah.
Hey, you guys have fun at the show, okay? All right, sweet. They're all going to see a friend of ours do a doom metal show.
Nice.
Wait, awesome. What? Yeah. You do a metal show?
No, my friends are doing it. They're going to see their buddy Larry. Their buddy Larry plays bass in a doom metal band. I was reluctant to go because I'm hanging out with a different friend tonight, and plus, you know, I wanted to do the podcast with you guys. Sorry that kind of interrupted everything. I didn't mean for that to happen. They're good friends.
It's all good for being non-furs.
I tried to convert them, but it didn't work.
What do they call you, Wolfman? Did I hear that right?
No, they just usually call me faggot.
Oh yeah, I do the same thing, faggot.
No, they called Foxler. They called you Wolfman.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm a fox. Motherfuckers! They didn't use my proper pronouns. Pronouns are Todd.
They
dog,
just raped
and
you. They just raped you. You need to sue them.
Oh.
What is our world coming to?
We're basically on the edge of something, all right? We live in a society.
I must mention a comment that I just saw. Mr. Joseph Hicks says, will the Raiders ever get a tour bus and pick up some fellow Raiders and tour the U.S.?
If we ever have the money to do shit like that, yes, I would love to. I'd prefer it to be after I'm out of college so I have the time, but I will join the Raiders solely to go across country. Like, it could be like a YouTube series and everything. That'd be fun as hell.
You could join us because we're really cool. You know, that too. That works.
I don't know. I'm not a Nazi, so I want to join you guys.
Steigenstufenheim.
Fucking with you. maybe, yeah. Sure, why not? I feel like I joined a while ago unintentionally. I don't know. I don't have the armband, so technically I'm not a member.
We only give it to people that want to buy it. I don't want to buy that.
I'd rather spend that money on alcohol or.
And you can also check that out. Then
we'll do a Raider version alcohol. I'll work with some of the breweries here. We'll get something really nice.
If you make furry Raiders like bourbon, I will drink that shit. Hell yes.
Oh my god, we must do that.
We need bourbon and we need cigars, you know. Oh yeah.
If you make a Furry Raider cigar, I will buy it in a heartbeat. I'll buy a whole case and smoke them at conventions. It'd actually be kind of cool if you could do that. All right, so do we have any other
questions? Right now we're basically opening the lines up for questions and answers time. We can direct them to us, Foxler, or you. And right now, here's a question for Foxler. Harry Lawrence says, if Bad Dragon made a contest for where you had to buy a blue toy for left and a red toy for right, how much money would they make?
Huh.
Like a balloon. This...
It's one of those weirdo dingo toys that basically says, like, oh god. Like, I'm just going to say
that one is
Bad Dragon playing politics.
How much are they each?
Oh, good question.
That's the question. And how much are you supposed to, like, okay, how much are each one of them, and then how much, like, what's the ratio? Is it more blue, more red?
I would think that solely because the furry fandom is mostly left, you know, they're more left than right, there would be more of the blue one, and the price would probably be even higher.
Oh, yes. Oh, supply and demand. Wait a minute. So, the left doesn't like capitalism.
Oh! Surprise, motherfucker!
Well, the left is also hypocritical, so they'll probably still buy it.
Oh! Ouch.
I don't even know what to say now.
And mind you, I don't even, like, I might talk a lot of shit about the left, like, just to be funny, but I'm a moderate. I'm just as much left as I am right. I'm averse.
So you swap fair. Between hands at night.
Yeah. Righty, lefty, the left, righty.
Okay. Next one is for you, Genesius. Mikhail asks, ever smoked the devil's lettuce?
Hell yes. I'm about to... I mean, no, I would never do that. That's illegal. next question.
Next question. 777 Ice Kitsune asks for us, could Foxler make some schnapps, is it? On the side of beer for Genesis Wolf.
Schnapps? Oh,
wait, schnapps like liquor? Like, could he make schnapps for me?
On the side of beer.
Schnapps. We'll figure it out.
Listen, we'll start a brewing company. I'm down.
And by the way, guys, shameless plug, if you'd like to go to the Furry Raider store and buy our merchandise, you can totally do that.
Yeah, we're in the process of reconstructing it at the moment.
The whole store is in German, so be prepared for that.
We've got everything full. Like, I mean, we've dealt with artists from Russia. We take Russian money too.
Oh, you do?
Where actually, those ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I kid. But...
So many rubles.
I don't know if I can reach it from here. Oh, I can't.
The winter is gold. I have plenty of gold.
We're gonna wrap up this
stand in line for a loaf of bread.
Wait,
oh my god, is that a fucking Dakimakura?
No way!
You sick bastard, fucking weeaboo. No, show the bottom half too. You can't pussy out once you show the top half.
No. That might be against YouTube rules.
Oh, you're gross. Come on.
It's not a full pillow. But I mean, it is a full pillow, but it doesn't have a full pillow in it. It was just a demonstration piece. And then the other side.
Oh, God. Like, that's really funny. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure people are going to buy that, but that is really cringy. Nothing against you, but it is. Body pillows in general are cringy.
What would you want, huh?
What would I want? I would want a Foxler bong. That would be great. Not that I'd use it, because I don't do anything illegal.
Okay.
But... All right, now I'm saying for you, what merchandise do you want?
What do you own?
I mean, I have a full printing service.
I mean, just for the meme, I'd make a Genesius Wolf body pillow.
All right, there you go. See, look at that. Eventually, everybody's going to rate you too.
Yes. Yes, but they're still funny.
What?
Don't contradict me. Remember, Genesius is always right, even when he's wrong. Oh my God, I sound like a leftist. I apologize.
Yes, you do. What the
but heck? No, I think body pillows are more funny than they are cringy. I was really just screwing with them earlier. I would probably end up making one, but mine would be like me, like I wouldn't be naked. It wouldn't be me naked or anything. It would just be like me scolding you for owning one, like pointing at you all mad. And then the back would be the same thing, but it would be my ass, and then me pointing at you, angry, like saying, "How dare you buy this?"
Well, if you ever get a design and something, I can print it.
Oh shit! Yeah, I'll hit you up later.
All right, yeah. We're gonna hang out with this. What's it called? Like, people have been asking because these pillows are gonna be like, you know, selling like pancakes. Oh, here's a funny one. Somebody wants to buy a candy corn doggo body pillow.
Oh!
Oh goodness, is that Panda? Did Panda say that?
Yes.
Wait, what's Candy Corn Doggo? I don't know what that is.
Vera. He's on the show right here, right now.
Yeah, he's Candy Corn Doggo.
Wait, did you say Majira's here?
No.
No.
I said, like, that doesn't sound right.
I don't think candy corn and strawberries are the same thing.
Oh, please, no. Oh, God. No.
Oh, you know, that's what I need. I need to go upstairs, get a strawberry, then a candy corn, and then put them together.
Straw candy berry corn.
I'll corn all over your candy.
Oh, why are we turning this?
All right, well, this is going in a different direction.
Let's get back. Are there people still asking questions?
No, I wrapped it up, though. But at this stage, though, I mean, there's... I mean, we could have asked a bit more than I would have liked, but at this stage, I kind of needed to wrap this up, otherwise it gets too chaotic.
Oh, it was really
fun. I mean, I'm the last, you know, talking on this.
I have to end it, dude.
Oh, we will soon, actually.
Damn.
All right, well,
do we have, Genesius, would you have any kind of a closing statement in light of, you know, all of this?
Yeah, and playing your
soul. Okay. I will say a lot of stuff like angrily to be funny, but if I can be 100% honest right now, if you could take anything away from this video, the whole point is if we apply Christian morality, specifically from the Gospels, from the Word of Christ, into the fandom, and we apply it to our own lives and how we treat one another, we will solve a lot of the problems we have, because a lot of it is just solely how we treat each other. And if we could do that, then we will be Gucci Uchi. So long as we don't, so long as we abandon them, we see this as just, you know, a threat to our lives and our individuality or whatever. If we continue on how our fandom currently is, we're going to lose more and more people. We're going to lose people like Kiro. We're going to shame, you know, unintentionally shame people like, you know, Blue or Doge or Kiro or whatever. And it's just not worth it. You know, you don't want to push people away. This is just as much their place as it is ours. So long as we apply the Word of Christ to the fandom, I think we'll be okay. That's it.
Bravo! Bravo!
I'm in agreement with that, too. Other than that, though, I think the only other person I'd want a closing statement from, like, other than the whole request of when are the pillows going to come, is Foxler.
Wait, what? Everybody like, wants I mean, to know when like, it's going to come.
Yeah, when are the pillars going to come?
Give me 7 more days.
7 days.
Seven. I am working hard on it. And all the problems. Trust me.
Okay.
Doing something
I can
you don't
see.
Do.
I can see Foxler's body pillow butt in the background.
Hide it! Hide it!
Whoops.
Okay, I hope that's okay, not, okay, okay. That's
I hope that doesn't get you guys to monetize.
I kid. But, yeah. I mean, on the other stuff, I mean, all I have to do is just buy a machine. I start my own printing service, too. T-shirts, stickers, some other stuff, too. I'll help.
Great. Well, I hope everyone likes, comments, and subscribes if you have not done so already.
You can Indeed. Check
out our you can check out our store when it's all ready to go. We've got a lot of awesome stuff to purchase and whatnot.
Like, and share.
Well, I hope
my Twitter is at Genesius Wolf, and my YouTube channel. Check that out too. Oh.
Yeah, please. Subscribe to Genesius too.
And subscribe to the Raiders.
And don't be afraid to come and hit us up if you ever have any questions or if you
don't listen to the rumors.
The rumors.
Do not listen to the rumors. Steigenhausen ist reif,
reif und hoch. Thank you. Well, I think it's time we call this a wrap. Thanks to those who listened in. I hope you had fun. You had fun with it as much as we did with this episode that just went all over the place. And this is us signing out. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Woo!
Good night, everyone. Bye.